Yeah, they have.
Let's get some post-game reaction from Jonathan Toews.
Playing great hockey. We know if they keep playing that way, the goals are going to come for guys like Shaza and Hayes. Ben Smith is playing great hockey out there. So it's making a huge difference for a team right now that all four lines are working and making things happen. And it doesn't matter who we're playing against. But if we play that smart defensive game and we roll four lines the way we have, all four lines can score right now, and it's good to see that confidence with the team.
Jonathan always said the mantra is 60 minutes of hockey, and lately that's what you guys have been doing. How much of a lift is that?
It's big. I mean, it's what we want to do. It's part of our identity as a team to bring it every single night, and we know even if you do that, not everything's going to go your way every single night, but you got to find ways to win games. And whether it's a struggling team or a team that's playing their game, we always focus on what we have to do, and we've been doing that much better lately.
Is there the feeling that the power play is going to have a really consistent, good streak here for a while?
I mean, I hope so. We had a couple goals out there tonight, a lot of chances aside from that. So, I think you saw some chances from both of our units. So, when we're set up this way, it just seems that depending on whose line was out there and who drew the penalty, we can throw either unit out there to start the power play, and we're just going to be equally as dangerous. So it worked out for us tonight and got a couple big ones in.
Do you feel like after that four game flip, you guys have it straightened out pretty good now?
For sure. I always feel when you go through a handful of games where you're struggling and you get a little frustrated, a little ticked off. Normally when you work your way through something like that, you come out of it better than you were before. So I think that's what we're seeing right now. And when you're having success like we've had in the last few games, you don't want to let it go. You got to keep improving, keep building off that. Yeah.
Jonathan, wins are obviously the most important thing, but you're on pace for 40 going on 50 goals potentially. What, if anything, does that mean to you?
I mean, this means you got to keep playing. And you saw the goals I've scored lately. They're nothing pretty. Whether it's Kane or Stahlberg or myself or anybody else, it's power player or even strength. It doesn't matter. I'll be trying to go to those tough areas to pick up those rebounds and get those ugly ones and just make the right plays when you get the chance. The three of us made some good plays early on where maybe we should have shot instead of making the pass that we made, but we're playing unselfish hockey, and those goals are going to keep coming. So not thinking about what's going to happen at the end of 82 games yet.
What do you see out of Kane that makes you think he's going to come out of it soon?
Well, I just feel we're playing good as a line, and he's believing in himself, and even if they don't go in right away, he's getting the opportunities, and he just got to stick with it and remind himself that he's one of the best players in this league and around the world, and he's got nothing to worry about. He's doing okay, so get back to basics and just work through it. Things will happen for
you. You don't see a guy who's lost confidence.
It's easy. When you go 2, 3, 4 games without scoring a goal, even the best goal scorers can doubt themselves a little bit. So I don't think anyone will get that full confidence back until they start scoring on a regular basis. So until then, he just needs to stick with it. Like I said, he's playing good. The last bunch of games, he's been working hard and creating a lot of chances. So I'm not worried about him one bit.
I just have one question. If you think about this team now, where you guys are at, compared to last year's team, what do you see in similarities, differences?
I'd say that I like to say we go in every single game knowing that if we don't come out with 2 points, we're disappointed, and we're more willing to do something about it. And that motivation, that hunger is there on a regular basis. And last year it was a long year and a tough grind. Here we're having fun, and when things go well, everyone jumps on the bandwagon, and we're having fun in the locker room and on the ice as well. So it's a good thing to see, and good chemistry in our locker room.
Great, thanks a lot. Now let's listen to Duncan Keith.
He's getting some good shots through there, and guys daring on a breakaway. Host made a nice shot there. Sometimes the goalie makes a save and everybody forgets about it, but he buried that one, and our forwards here tonight.
Keith, at this point, is there even any thought where you guys are in the conference from night to night?
Yeah, I think it's always in the back of our head. You know, especially this past weekend, knowing that we had some games where we were playing two of the top teams in our conference. So, you know, I think this was a big win for us, gain 2 points, and you know, move on from there.
Could I ask you for a story? We're doing comparing this year's team to last year's. You know, what you think? There's a different mindset, or is it the similarities?
Well, I don't know. I think everybody's had a long summer and to rest. And I mean, we got a different team again. And I don't know. There's a different mentality, but there's definitely some different guys in here. And we've got some good veteran guys we brought in who've helped with the leadership. Got some guys who came in and did a real good job providing some toughness and that grit. So I think that's a big difference. But
you know, when you got looser or tighter.
Well, it's always a little looser when you're winning. So that's part of it. But you know, last year seemed like every game was a grind, and you know, this year it's a tight race as well. But you know, I think that. For whatever reason, we've got some guys who played here last year, playing with a little more confidence this year, and guys who were on the team last year. You know, we're trying to pick our games up from last year.
Especially with Sharp out right now.
Listen to Jonathan Taves. What's going on? Now let's hear from Coach Joel Quindle.
They've been real good. You know, tonight was just one more real solid game from both of them, and you know, they make some nice individual plays. And Shaughnessy continues to be effective in a lot of ways, and Hazy, you know, makes a great, you know, finished off with one of the nicest passes that we've seen this year from Bruno. And so it was a good night for the both of them. But I thought we had more consistency, you know, the last 3 or 4 games in our team game. All 4 lines were contributing, you know, both ends, and those guys had some nice finish to it.
So how much do you think it fires them up to?
Yeah, he was, I bet he was across the board one of our better games all year, that they were very active in the attack, killed some nice plays. It looked like they were at man breaks with their gap, and they're supportive off the attack, got some shots through our power play. It was better because we were shooting from the point. And, you know, I thought our D had a strong night. Yeah, because we have a tendency with leads in the third to get a little bit more on the offensive side and try to open it up as opposed to tighten it up. And I thought we did a good job in the third. And, you know, Jazzy made an amazing play on that disallowed goal.
So how crazy is it that standings change almost like on an hourly basis in the West here?
Yeah, everybody seems it's tough to gain any ground when you know, you're tied or behind or, you know, you're ahead for a day at one point. And you know, you got Nashville in the mix as well, and you got a lot of teams at the top of the conference. You know, there's 6 in that pack. And our goal here is to finish strong, and then hopefully we can be above it when we go on the All-Star break is our motivation.
Compared to last year's team, you know, do you see any similarities, differences between the two squads?
I thought you know, last year's team, it took a while to get to where we wanted to get to this year. I think our team's more of, we've had some of the needs of what we're looking for as far as some experience, some toughness, some guys that added to the core mix that is really solid. And I think the contribution we're getting from across the board has been in place. And I bet the veteran guys have helped us as well.
So we all talk about the young kids who were just brought up, but can we also talk about, you talk about rather, Jonathan Taves, who's just been consistent all year, and obviously he's still young too.
Absolutely, Taser, you know, I think some game in, game out, he does everything you want. He plays all the quality minutes, and, you know, be it from face-offs to, you know, killing penalties, power play, regular shift, important minutes, big goals. After big goals, I should say, but, you know, I thought that line was dangerous again tonight. It's a group that can reflect that, but I still thought they had some high-quality chances.